I would like you now to imagine yourself speaking to someone, anyone you choose. And as you see yourself speaking to them, see yourself confident, very confident. You are certain of your abilities, certain of your appeal, certain of yourself, and your conversation flows easily, words flow easily. As you continue talking with them, you realize just how powerful you are. I would like you now to imagine a spotlight shining down from above, shining only on you as you continue talking with that person. And as you continue interacting with them, you are only concerned with yourself. Their reactions to what you are saying become less and less important. And as the light gets brighter now, it becomes very difficult to see them. Although you are still talking to them, you can no longer see their reactions. You can no longer hear their reactions, but you continue talking. And this focus on yourself is going to become stronger and stronger for you every day, so that you begin to listen to yourself for reactions to what you are saying, rather than the reactions of another person. You are very focused on making yourself happy, very focused on listening to yourself, doing what you want to do in the way that you want to do it. And the other person, no matter who it is that you're interacting with or talking to, becomes less and less important. And your thoughts and your feelings and the way you react to your own feelings become more and more important to you, rather than you focusing on other people's reactions. You focus more attention on your reactions and how you feel about what you're doing, how you feel about what you think, how you feel about who you are. And this allows you to move forward in your life with your plans. You are still able to have conversations with other people, productive, meaningful conversations. However, you are free to express yourself, free to express your feelings without concern for others' reactions. And this honest approach to life is going to allow you to move forward with your plans and your ideas, and will allow you to be independent. If you are now in a relationship, or if you choose in the future to be in a relationship, this new idea of independence will work easily within the framework of a relationship, because you will express yourself and then the other person will express their ideas. You talk and expect to be listened to, and when they talk, you listen to them. This is a normal interaction, allowing both people to be validated when it is their turn to express themselves. And no matter what, you always offer yourself self-validation. In other words, you always believe in yourself. You always believe in what you say, in what you are doing, in what you are planning. And this is independent of anyone else's reactions. So you are able to make decisions that affect you on your own. You are able to make plans for your life on your own, listening to reactions and being swayed by reactions of other people becomes less important to you. You always listen when someone is talking to you, but their ideas about how you feel and about what you do are far less important than your own ideas about yourself and how you really feel about yourself, and how you really feel about your life. and your approach to living allows you to be independent. Yet you're still able to work in a relationship or on a team easily, offering your point of view and standing behind your point of view easily and confidently. So now, as you continue watching yourself interacting with this person, see a flow of conversation which is normal, easy, and natural. And all of your interactions are like this, easy, normal, and natural. And after each conversation you have for the rest of your life, you will have the firm understanding that you expressed yourself no matter what. And you stood behind yourself, you believed in yourself and what you said. Realize that everything is going to be just fine. You begin to realize the true power you have and how you were meant to be here. You have a purpose on this earth, a wonderful, powerful, amazing purpose. Allow those good feelings to surge through you now. The feelings that remind you of just how wonderful you are, as you recall that you belong here, you have a reason for living, a very powerful purpose in your life, and day by day you get closer and closer to fulfilling the reason for being here. And this encourages you. It gives you a renewed sense of self, a renewed sense of purpose, and motivation and confidence, as you now feel good about being yourself. You are glad that you were born, and you look forward to continuing to reach higher and higher, reaching every one of your goals easily and feeling good about the accomplishments as you climb higher and higher in your life. You realize that you are benefiting so many others around you who have the benefit of seeing a wonderful example of your achievements. So take a moment now as I am silent and really tune in to your true purpose on this earth and really breathe in deeply that good feeling that you have of being alive. And each time you exhale, let go of any doubt. Do this now as I am silent. Good. And you realize now What a wonderful, amazing, beautiful, strong person you are. You are able to do anything you want to do. And you imagine your mind like a lake that is calm and smooth. You are able to accomplish anything you want because you center yourself and you remain calm in every situation, steadily moving toward each and every one of your goals, accomplishing them quickly and efficiently, always making a proper plan and following that plan and making things happen. You are very interested in your success. And so day by day, you look for ways in which you can improve your life. You are constantly open to new and interesting and exciting ways to improve your life and the way you do things. You are very intelligent, and you open your intelligent mind to all of the wonderful possibilities that life has to offer, and you use everything that life gives you to move yourself forward so that you can reach higher and higher and fulfill your destiny as a loving, kind, generous, wonderful person. Now, more than ever before, you are highly motivated to achieve all of your goals. As I am silent, just allow that power you have, that natural, wonderful, amazing power, to surge through you, to re-energize you, to remind you of your focus and determination. Good. Now realize that power as being like a ball of energy which you must direct. Motivation happens when you direct the ball of energy that you have within you on a specific target. So as I am silent now, imagine directing the ball of powerful motivational energy you have within you, directing it on a target, a goal that you have. as I am silent, feel yourself having achieved that goal which you directed your energy toward, and feel how good it feels to have achieved. I would like you now to imagine yourself speaking to someone, anyone you choose, and as you see yourself speaking to them, see yourself confident, very confident. You are certain of your abilities, certain of your appeal, certain of yourself, and your conversation flows easily, words flow easily. As you continue talking with them, you realize just how powerful you are. I would like you now to imagine a spotlight shining down from above, shining only on you as you continue talking with that person, and as you continue interacting with them, you are only concerned with yourself. Their reactions to what you are saying become less and less important. And as the light gets brighter now, it becomes very difficult to see them, although you're still talking to them. You can no longer see their reactions. You can no longer hear their reactions, but you continue talking. And this focus on yourself is going to become stronger and stronger for you every day, so that you begin to listen to yourself for reactions to what you are saying, rather than the reactions of another person. You are very focused on making yourself happy, very focused on listening to yourself, doing what you want to do in the way that you want to do it. And the other person, no matter who it is that you're interacting with or talking to, becomes less and less important. And your thoughts and your feelings and the way you react to your own feelings become more and more important to you, rather than you focusing on other people's reactions. You focus more attention on your reactions and how you feel about what you're doing, how you feel about what you think, how you feel about who you are. And this allows you to move forward in your life with your plans. You are still able to have conversations with other people, productive, meaningful conversations. However, you are free to express yourself, free to express your feelings without concern for others' reactions, and this honest approach to life is going to allow you to move forward with your plans and your ideas, and will allow you to be independent. If you are now in a relationship, or if you choose in the future to be in a relationship, this new idea of independence will work easily within the framework of a relationship, because you will express yourself and then the other person will express their ideas. You talk and expect to be listened to, and when they talk, you listen to them. This is a normal interaction, allowing both people to be validated when it is their turn to express themselves. And no matter what, you always offer yourself self-validation. In other words, you always believe in yourself. You always believe in what you say, in what you are doing, in what you are planning. And this is independent of anyone else's reactions. So you are able to make decisions that affect you on your own. You are able to make plans for your life on your own, listening to reactions and being swayed by reactions of other people becomes less important to you. You always listen when someone is talking to you, but their ideas about how you feel and about what you do are far less important than your own ideas about yourself and how you really feel about yourself and how you really feel about your life. And your approach to living allows you to be independent. Yet you are still able to work in a relationship or on a team easily, offering your point of view and standing behind your point of view easily and confidently. So now, as you continue watching yourself interacting with this person, see a flow of conversation which is normal, easy, and natural. And all of your interactions are like this, easy, normal, and natural. And after each conversation you have for the rest of your life, you will have the firm understanding that you expressed yourself no matter what. And you stood behind yourself, you believed in yourself and what you said. Realize that everything is going to be just fine. And you've realized ever since you were a small child that you are special in a very good way. You are a good person. You ultimately stand for what is right. Feel these feelings within you now, just like you felt when you were a child, and you realized that you would make a difference. You have all of the skill, all of the power, all of the ability, and all of the determination to do anything you want to do. And you realize now that this is what confidence is all about. Having a belief in yourself that is inside. So see yourself now as I am silent, in a situation in which you are surrounded by other people. You realize there is no need to display how powerful you are, because you feel it. It is internal. You know how powerful and wonderful you are. So imagine being among people and being calmly confident as I am silent. and you realize that you are confident in every situation. I'd like you now to imagine yourself in a situation in which you display your confidence by standing up for yourself. There are always times when we need to stand up for ourselves. You never hesitate to stand up for yourself when it is necessary and justified. So as I am silent, imagine yourself standing up for yourself. Good. And you realize because you are so confident, you always look out for yourself. You always protect yourself. You always make sure that you receive proper respect. Good.